and we're going to have a special by the little girls.
Us to love our families.
But he wants us to love him too.
Because he is the best friend we'll ever have.
All right. Thanks, ladies. All right. Please join me in standing and grab a hymnal and turn to page number 20. Page number 20 this morning, He Included Me. I am so happy in Christ today that I go singing along my way. Page number 20. He included me.
I am so happy in Christ today that I go singing along my way. Yes, I'm so happy to know and say Jesus included me too. Jesus included me. Yes, He included me when the me. Jesus included me. Yes, He included me when the Lord said, whosoever, He included me. Gladly I read, whosoever may come to the fountain of life today. But when I read it, it always say, Jesus included me too. Jesus included me. Yes, He included me. When the Lord said, whosoever, He included me. Jesus included me. Yes, He included me.
Few pages to page 29. Page number 29, we're marching to Zion. Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song of sweet accord. Page number 29, we're marching to Zion.
Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet.
Here. right, we got some announcements here. These two rings were found in the ladies' bathroom at the other building. Did anybody recognize these rings? If you've lost some rings, they'll be up here, scotch taped to this piece of paper. So these were found Wednesday night. So that's these two babies there. We got a sign-up sheet here. This is Afterglow Funeral and Event Setup. We need help if at all possible. Please sign up for the unsung and behind-the-scenes ministry. And there aren't a whole lot of events, but when they do arise, it's nice to have help. This is on a quarterly basis, and so we got a coordinator on there and then a couple helpers if you'd help us out. that's what this is. Like I say, it's not every week. In fact, you could sign up for January through March if you wanted to. No, I got it crossed off. But no, it's not that many things, but you know, maybe once a month or something like that. So we'll start it over here. And you need a pen there, a pencil? Okay. Sorry about that. And then some more. Now we got a thank you card. We got a thank you from the volleyball homeschool. Thank you so much for allowing us to use the gym to practice in. We greatly appreciate your helping us out. We apologize. Well, thank you for your hospitality. The Helena Homeschool Athletic Association. We let them use the gym over there for the volleyball and that. So thank you card. And then we got a thank you card from Amos Moses, who was here last week, our missionary to India. One of our missionaries to India says, Dear Liberty Baptist Church, we've had a fantastic time while being with you. Thank you for letting us stay in your lovely missions apartment. It has truly been a place of rest from our much traveling. And I want to recognize Aaron Munson this morning, because Aaron Munson's the one that keeps the apartment looking so nice. Thank you, Aaron. And shoot's dry now. Should we do that? You three. Uh-oh. Come on up here. Come on, honey. What is your name? Want to tell these guys your name?
Cooper Clark.
Cooper Clark.
Kyle Leonard.
Peyton. We're going to draw for Mother's Day. So here we've got two little parrot candy deals and three big coffee deals. So it'll be based on first drawn, first, you know what I mean, get whatever you want basis. I'll draw first, Kyle.
All of this.
Shout out Sarah D.
Sarah D.
Sarah D. Just Gustav. You want chocolate? I gave you the good one. You're welcome. All right, we'll go Peyton. What does it say, sweetheart?
Katie Clement, shout it out. Katie Clement.
Katie Clement. Thank you, sweetheart. It's a tough one, yeah. Okay, oh, she got the. So now we got three cards, coffee cards to Scenic Brew. And they're worth $65 a piece. Yeah, you got it. Okay, Coop.
Sandy D.
Sandy Duncan. All right. Happy Mother's Day. Oh.
Vicky Me.
Yeah. Do you want to hand this to her when she comes up? Hand this to her. Say, Happy Mother's Day. Good deal. Now whose turn? Oh, it's Peyton's turn again. Oh, good.
It's upside down.
Yeah, that's okay. Karen Johnson. Would you hand this to Mrs. Karen and tell her Happy Mother's Day? All righty. We want to honor all the mothers here this morning. Happy Mother's Day. All right. Thank you so much. You can give me them cards. Here, Peyton. Thank you, dear. Thank you, sir. Whoops. All right. We're good to go.
All right, please join me in stand one more time. Turn to page number 186 this morning. 186, no, not one. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. Page 186.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus.
All right, as you find your place, join me the last verse of page 186. No, not one on the last.
Was there a gift like the Savior given? No, not one. No, not one. Will he refuse us a home in heaven? No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day.
Brother Bill Nelson, would you ask the blessing on our offering this morning? Amen. God bless you this morning.
Thank you, Kayla. You know, this is going to be the first, probably the first. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 28. I was going to say, this is the first sermon that we don't have a Bible passage on, but we'll go to We'll go to Proverbs chapter 28. So we do have something to go on. Proverbs chapter 28. And we won't read it just yet. I hope you will pray for me this morning. Last month, I'm from Helena. My mom's always been in Helena. All my life, my mom's been in Helena. My mom's never left. Always been here. Did I call my mom every day? No. Did I call her once a week? Sometimes let it slide. But once in a while, we get together, play cards, or have dinner or whatnot. But my mom was always in town. She was always there. Last month, my mom decided to move to Tennessee. I have not yet gotten even with my twin brother. She moved down to Tennessee with him. And moving down, we met in Council Bluffs, Iowa, and I'd never been in Council Bluffs, Iowa, just across the river from Omaha, Nebraska. And so we met halfway. Little did I know, it really wasn't halfway. It was way more, by about 150 miles to my brother's favor. So my little brother brought my mom's car down, and they rode together, and I was driving the truck and trailer, and we stopped in Rapid City, South Dakota, and never been there before either. I thought Rapid City, South Dakota was maybe the size of, I don't know, Helena or Butte or something. Rapid City, South Dakota, I think, is bigger than Billings. It's humongo. I had no idea. So we stepped at Rapid City, South Dakota, and I like listening to the radio and that, and so my mom's riding with my little brother, and I got her made. And then my mom says, hey, Charlie needs a break? Maybe I can ride with you. And I hesitantly said, sure. And we're getting tired, and I'm thinking, you know what? Because we hadn't talked to my twin brother for a while. And, we're supposed to meet at a motel down there at the parking lot. And then transfer all the stuff from my little brother's trailer. It's a 20-foot box trailer, I guess, for any cargo trailer. Transfer it to my other brother's work trailer. And if he's not there, it doesn't matter. We'll just throw my mom's stuff out on the parking lot. She's got a motel room, and we're heading home. Well, on the way, my mom's sitting there with me, and we're getting down there, and I held her hand. That's something you do, and when you got a mom that loves you, you hold hands and that, and we got down there, we transferred the stuff, we ate dinner, everything went fine. I'm carrying her purse because my mom's got a humongous purse. It's one thing we've done for her. I'm carrying her purse across the parking lot. And then it hit me. I gotta say goodbye. I have really never had to say goodbye to my mom. My little brother, he jumps in the truck because he lives in Anaconda. He lived in Cutbank before. He lives in Anaconda. He said, hey, we'll see you later, mamacita. And jumps in the truck just like nothing ever happened. Me, I'm having a tough go. I could not let my mother go. I could not hug her enough, tight enough, long enough. I finally had to get in the truck. I see her smile, wave. She's smiling and she's waving goodbye to me. I don't understand that. But you just don't know what you have until it's gone. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you, Lord, for being with us this morning. We thank you for our mothers, and we thank you, Lord, for loving us. We thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. We thank you for making it so simple to have eternal life by trusting you and what you did on the cross. We thank you for your love and care and your kindness in giving us the mothers that you've given us. We ask these things and we praise your holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Someone else is happier with less than what you have. Too many times people don't realize what they have because they are out there looking for something better. I would like to have all the kids pay attention this morning. All the teenagers. All of the adults. Someone else is happier with less than what you have. Too many times people don't realize what they have because they're out there looking for something better. When I was in junior high, when we were in junior high, it's not just me, I'm sure, but when I was in junior high, I was embarrassed by my mother. Everybody else's mother was prettier, they were skinnier, they had nicer clothes. My mom wasn't educated. My mom even had a funny laugh that drove me nuts, that drove us kids nuts. My mom walked with a gimp. My mom, even in junior high, made us carry her purse. She'd call my brother Paderewski. She'd call me Russellini. She'd call my little brother Charbabe in public. My mom embarrassed me when I was a kid. My mom didn't know how to cook that well. She didn't make fancy food, but my mom's a good cook, don't get me wrong. But when you're in junior high, everybody else's mom's a better cook. Because everybody else's mom lets them have sugared cereal, for one. My mom got up at 4 o'clock, between 4 o'clock and 4:30 every morning. She'd take her bath before my dad got up, before us kids got up. Because we only had a gallon and a half of water a minute. And it took that long to get the reservoir full. We only had a 6-gallon hot water heater. She'd make lunches before we got out of bed. She made 4 sandwiches for Dad. She made 2 sandwiches for each of us kids. That's 4 sandwiches plus 6 for kids equals 10 sandwiches a day times 5 is 50 sandwiches a week. That's 200 sandwiches a month times 9 months a year is 1,800 sandwiches a year times about 9 years is 16,200 sandwiches my mom made. And I allowed my mom to embarrass me. Shame on me. My mom sacrificed for us kids. We didn't even realize it. She was the first one up. She was the last one to bed. She was the last one to the dinner table, and she was the first one up. She's the one that cooked the dinner, and she ate what was left. She cooked and cleaned and worked and typed reports. She refereed fights. She was a deflector shield when my dad was chastising us. She'd try and get in the middle of my dad and us kids. She was our advocate. She was our support. And my mom was our biggest fan. But we took her for granted. And we failed to give her just due. Because I'll tell you what, somebody is a lot happier with less than what you have. Don't take things for granted because they might not be there tomorrow. I learned the hard lesson last month. Here we are in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 24. Whoso robbeth his mother, his father, his mother, and saith it is no transgression, the same is the companion of a destroyer. Robbed mother of honor by being disobedient to mom and dad. By being disobedient at the store. I want this. No. Honey, don't. No, I want it. That brings dishonor to mom. I think it's embarrassing because I got to carry my mom's purse. How embarrassing is it when the kid's throwing a temper tantrum? We weren't allowed to say two words in our... We're never allowed to say these two words in our household. And that was no or so. When we said no or so, we got clipped so hard and so fast to make your head spin. No or so were not to be used. Bring shame to our mom? What about an attitude? I don't gotta if I don't wanna. That didn't fly very far in our household. It didn't matter if we wanted to or not. We gotta. Because we were told we gotta, regardless. And when we didn't do a, we gotta backhand. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11, there's a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. How many times have our mothers told us something, we get a little older and say, you can't make me. Uh-oh. That's disrespectful. We've taken our mothers for granted. Don't take things for granted because they might not be there tomorrow, but people constantly want something more, something new. But sometimes the most valuable things we have been with us at all the time. And we don't even know it. Don't take your mother for granted. If you take your mother for granted, it is wrong. It's not nice. And I guarantee you this, you will regret it if you take your mother for granted. In time, you'll regret it and wish you treated her a whole lot better. What's another principle this morning? Appreciate what you have before it becomes what you had. Like I said earlier, my mom's always been there. I've never been without my mom. I found out I'm a mama's boy. There were times when I thought my brothers were lucky. They were miles away and they didn't have to hear about the neighbor or the parking or have to go fix a fan or have to go fix a pressure tank. Boy, they're lucky. I thought they were lucky because they didn't feel obligated to drop by and have coffee or to feel obligated to go to lunch and hear the same old thing. Just because something becomes repetitive does not mean it needs to be replaced. When they lived up at Unionville, still lived up at Unionville, I'd have coffee on every Wednesday mornings. And Dad ran it and raved, but Mom and I have somehow found some way to enjoy ourselves. In town, when she moved to town, well, when she lived with us, and then she moved to town after Dad died, then, you know, in time, he thought, I got to go to Mom's. Hear the same things repeated over and over again. Now I wish that I could go over to her house. I never knocked because it's my mom. I don't have to knock. We never did have to knock when you go to Mom and Dad's. It's just, that's our house. That's how we were raised. And I wish I could go over there this morning. I walk in and surprise her when she comes out of the bedroom. People say you don't know what you've got until it's gone. The truth is, you knew what you had, you just never thought you'd lose it. You really know deep down what you got. If God give you a good mom, God give you a good dad, God give you good parents, a good life. You just didn't ever think you'd lose it. I didn't think I'd lose it. If I had to do it all over again, I would be more thankful. I would cherish the time I would say, I'm sorry. And I'd tell my mom, I love you more often. I miss my mom. I just never thought I'd lose her. Same with a spouse. or someone we love. Deep down, we know what we got. We just never think we're ever going to lose who the Lord's given us. There were times when Lori's wanted to punch me in the nose. I know it's hard to understand that. The gem that I am. I think we should ask ourselves this morning, not only our mother, but where would we be without our spouse? We take our spouse for granted because they'll always be there. No matter how mean we are to them, no matter how unforgiving we are, no matter all these things, they'll just be there because they gotta. We take them for granted. And like my mother, I take my wife for granted. We take our spouses for granted with little or no appreciation for what they do, how much sacrifice they have for us and how much they do for us. Little or no gratitude, not only appreciating what they can and do for us, but not even thankful for it. Little or no forgiveness. We lord things over them because they're always going to be there. And we can lord things over because they're not going to leave, so we take them for granted. And little or no, I love you. You know what you have, you just don't think you'll lose it. These principles, if somebody else is happier with less than what you have, don't take things for granted because they might not be there tomorrow. Appreciate what you have before it becomes what you had. And you knew what you had, you just never thought you'd lose it. Apply it to our Christian life regarding Jesus Christ. Someone is happier with less than what you have. Too many times, once again, people don't realize what they have because they're out there looking for something better. I'm here to tell you this morning, when it comes to Jesus Christ, there is no one better. There is no one in the universe that loves us more than Jesus Christ. The Bible says that some would even dare for a good man, but that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. There's no better than Jesus Christ. If you're here this morning and you do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, if you do not know that you'll go to heaven when you die, we at Liberty Baptist Church want you to know this. There is nobody like Jesus. He died. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and God loves you. And He loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for you as an individual. And He desperately wants you to put your faith in what Jesus Christ did on the cross. There is no one like Jesus. And furthermore, once you trust Christ as Savior, you will never regret trusting Christ as Savior. Someone else is happier with less than what you have. Those of us who know Christ as Savior, we're still looking for something more, it seems. We're not content with what God's given us. We're out in the world struggling, clawing, and fighting for more and more. Peace and contentment. And we're not content with what Christ has given us. More stuff, more money. The Bible says, but godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing in the world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therefore be content. Content not only with food and raiment, but content with Jesus, having Jesus Christ as our Savior. Brother Amos Moses, who was with us this last week, they have nothing. Nothing. Oh, he comes in with a nice clean shirt and pants and the kids look great. They have nothing. And they are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet we have everything. And we want more. Christ has given us salvation, eternal life. He's given us peace that passeth all understanding. He's given us unspeakable joy. He's given us freedom from sin and freedom to serve a risen Savior. And we want more. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of a great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is coming again. We're to be looking not for more, but be looking for Jesus Christ. The Psalm chapter 144, verse 15, happy is that people that in such a case, ye, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. We should be happy, not murmuring and complaining, but happy because our God is the Lord. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And we're not happy. But this morning, somebody is a whole lot happier with less. We have taken Jesus Christ and his infinite blessings for granted. Now I've lost my... Oh. Appreciate what you have before it comes what you had. Just because something becomes repetitive, it does not mean it needs to be replaced. We in our Christian life, just because church becomes repetitive, does not mean it needs to be replaced. How many times do people get bored with church, thinking that there's something better? Jesus Christ has ordained the family, and he's appointed the church to propagate the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's appointed the church as a place of fellowship, as a center of worship, and as a center of sacrifice and service. It does not need to be replaced. Daily Bible reading, does that need to be replaced with something bigger and better? More economical, family size? No. Study to show thyself a man approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. Worshiping with other believers. Yeah, but those guys are lame. They're your brothers and sisters in Christ. And they're here to bear your burdens and they pray for you. Sunday morning, 11 a.m. is awful early. I'll move on. We got to ask ourselves this question. What are we going to replace our Christian life with? It's become repetitive and mundane. What are we going to replace it with? Are we going to replace Sunday morning service with staying out late Saturday night drinking and puking and having headaches and making fools out of ourselves? Is that what we're going to want to replace this repetitive Christian life with? Then get a DUI. We can't drive to work. We lose our job. We blame God. And then we'll pray. Why? Oh my goodness. We need to appreciate what we have until before it comes what you had. People say you don't know what you've got until it's gone. The truth is you knew what you had, you just never thought you'd lose it. This is the one principle that does not carry over from mothers to Christianity. I'm so glad it doesn't carry over because we'll never lose it. This principle is not true concerning Christ because God is not a God of fickle feelings. God is a God, the Bible, that keeps his word. He's a covenant-keeping God. And he says, I will never, ever leave you nor forsake you once you're mine. He gives us eternal life. He promises eternal life. He keeps our eternal life. He's going to deliver on eternal life because He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He's God omnipotent, and He keeps His word. True and faithful is His name. Psalm 37, verse 28, for the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not His saints. They are preserved forever. Oh, praise God. We're going to have an invitation this morning. The principles, once again, someone else is happier with less than what you have. Number two, don't take things for granted because they may not be there tomorrow. Number three, appreciate what you have before it comes what you had. And the fourth one, you knew what you had, you just never thought you'd lose it. The first three principles also apply to our relationship with Jesus Christ. This is Mother's Day. If you're here with your mother, maybe come forward this morning and pray with your mother. Come to the altar and thank God for your mother. This is the mom the Lord gave you. Be happy. Maybe ask the Lord to solve some things, to get some things fixed in that relationship. Don't take your mom for granted. She loves you and does so much for you. Honor your mother while you still have her. Honor your mother while you still have her and appreciate her. Tell her that you love her. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you, Lord, for our moms. We thank you, Jesus, for dying for us, for your promises. I pray if there's someone here who's even got a question of salvation, of being saved, or trusting Christ as Savior, or eternal life, where am I going to go if I were to die? I pray this morning they might come forward and ask someone, ask me or someone here, Lord, how do I get saved? How do I have eternal life? For those of us who have taken our mothers for granted, I pray this morning would be a time of refreshing, Lord, a refreshment, and a time of healing. Even other relationships, Lord, that we take for granted, I pray this to be a time of healing. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for giving us this opportunity. We thank you for your word, and we thank you for Jesus Christ. Amen.
394
this morning, page 394. Please come this morning.
Thank you.
another great day. Oh my goodness. It's